Psalm 121 says, I lift my eyes to the hills. Where does my help come from? This Lenten season, we turn our eye to the hill where Jesus died on the cross for all our sins and for our salvation. I invite you to join with us as we sing a rendition of Psalm 121, He Will Keep You.
Welcome. May the blessing of knowing Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior fill you with hope and joy in our worship this morning. Please look over the announcements on pages 6 and 7 in the bulletin and be aware that the VBS week is coming in early June and the bulletin board is set up down outside the chapel in time to sign up to help with VBS. So we're looking for volunteers. We welcome guests and visitors with us this morning, including Cecily Roars, who is here to share about our Mission a Month project for the month of March. But first, we're going to hear from Pam Reeb about an upcoming event.
Hi, everyone. On behalf of the Fellowship Committee, we would like to invite you to check your calendars and see if you are available to join us on Saturday, March 25th in the chapel at 6:17 p.m. for game night. This month, this could be our last game night for the spring and summer seasons, just because everybody's schedule is kind of busy. So if you haven't been to one before and you've been kind of thinking about it, hopefully you can join us this month. The theme is action games, so that could be games like Pictionary, charades, tag, hot potato, basketball, Twister, maybe. I'll be the caller. But just any action games, don't let that scare you away if you're not into those type of games, because we laugh a lot and it's just a great time of fellowship opportunity. So please check your calendars. Saturday, March 25th, 6:17 in the chapel. Drinks will be provided, but bring a snack to share. Thanks.
See, first service, it didn't work. And I like to be down here where I can see the whites of your eyes, because this congregation, whoa, don't go wandering too far, Cecily, it'll squeal. Yes, as Greg Walker says, put your hands on your wallet, because I'm here to get some money. This congregation has been just exceptionally helpful in our community's friendship house just up the street. And it's always my turn to come say, hey, dig a little deeper, because we need to provide food, we need to provide our residents' needs, insurance on the house, upkeep. It's the community's money that keeps that going. And I have people sometimes say, well, how many times are they up there? Well, this fall we had a three-generation family that were with us just over 3 months, and they left just about 2 weeks ago. And there may be someone else before summer, there may not be. Think of the Friendship House as an insurance policy. I bet you folks have insurance on your vehicles out there. I bet you. I won't ask, because I always know people who don't. But we have insurance. We hope not to crash. But if we crash, we have insurance. The Friendship House is our community's insurance policy against homelessness. It'd be nice if no one would be there. Homelessness abounds in Northwest Ohio. Now, I know when service is over, you're going to be in a hurry to get out and get going on all the things you have on your schedule today, but you can't go roaring out of here. Before you even turn the ignition over, I want you to stop. I want you to look around in your vehicle and say where you could sleep tonight in your vehicle. And then, where would you put your shoes? And you're going to need a place for your coat. And then what will you do with your dirty clothes? You're going to need a bag for those, and then some clean clothes. And then you're going to need some food in there. I want you to look around in your vehicle, and don't leave, I know. No. Stop and look to see how you could make that into your home for maybe a day or maybe a month. It happens in this town. Now, you'd say, Cecily, I don't see them. That's because they don't want to be seen. If they are seen and there are children with them, they have to notify the school, and then the school has to notify the authorities, and the children are taken out of the car. So they don't want to be found, so they move around. Because in their moving, they have to find water and bathroom facilities. Now, you're going to be thinking about that before you go roaring out of the parking lot here today. Because families end up in their car. The lady we had at the Friendship House just recently came out of her truck. So that's why I'm here to say to this congregation, if you have to dig a little deeper, just dig a little deeper, so that anyone in crisis in the Pettisville or the Archville School District has an option right up the street at the Friendship House that's been there since 2002. Okay, so if you check your car and you don't want to stay there tonight, thank you.
Thanks, Cecily.
Our opening scripture, again, is Psalm 121, which you can find on page 612 of your pew Bibles. I lift up my eyes to the hills. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. He will not let your foot slip. He who watches over you will not slumber. Indeed, he who watches over Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord watches over you. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. The sun will not harm you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord will keep you from all harm. He will watch over your life. The Lord will watch over your coming and going, both now and forevermore. Let us pray together. Almighty Father, you love us so well. You watch over us. You know our life. You know our needs. Help us at this time to just set those aside, that we can focus on you for this hour, that we can join together as a body, unified in praising you, in worshiping you, in feeling your Spirit guide us. Lord, we just pray that we might join together and rejoice in your love. We pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen.
For our first song, Fanny Crosby was the one that wrote it, and she lost her sight at the age of 6 weeks old. She later went on to memorize many books of the Bible, so she knew a lot of scripture. And as the internet told me, she went on to write more than 8,000 hymns. And one of those hymns was Tell Me the Story of Jesus. And as we sing this song reflects on his birth, the temptation that he went through, his ministry, his crucifixion and burial, and the ultimate resurrection. Please stand as you're able, and let's remember this wonderful story of Jesus as we sing Tell Me the Story of Jesus.
Yeah.
the songs, we're going to be singing a medley of hymns about Jesus' saving grace, starting with Born Again.
John chapter 3, Nicodemus, just a test. Now, Jesus has set us free, so I invite you to share the peace of Christ with one another. I invite children to come forward for the children's message. How are we doing today? Make sure you can see me at all times, okay? That means that, yeah, there you go, away from that piano. How's your memory? You got a good memory? You ever forget things? Sometimes? Once in a while? You forget your mom? Oh, your mom even forgets things. Wow. Well, I remember when I was your age, my mom would ask, "Did you clean your bedroom?" And my response was always, "I forgot." Next day, mom would ask, "Did you take out the trash?" And my response was always, "I forgot." Sometimes we forget things, don't we? Have your parents ever asked you to do something and you've given them the answer, "I forgot"? If you haven't, now you can. But remember, every time I said "I forgot," my mom would not give me any more choices or chances, and I would have to go in and clean my room right then or take out the trash. So it's just a little game, okay? But sometimes we forget things, and I have Post-it notes. They make Post-it notes of all sizes, shapes, colors, and in my bulletin, I even have a Post-it note that says, "Hand the handheld mic to Cecily." I have Post-it notes at home. I have them in my workshop. I have them in my office here at church because I forget things. So I write everything down. When people come to visit the church, I write down their names so I can remember them the next time I see them. I write down everything that I can because sometimes we forget. And God, who created us, He knows sometimes we forget. And so He gives us opportunities to remember. In our reading from 1 Corinthians chapter 11, we're going to be learning more about communion, the Last Supper, the Lord's Supper. And Jesus gives us a way to remember His love. Does anybody know in the service of communion what elements Jesus gives us so we can remember? Daniel? Bread and? Wine. Bread and wine. Bread in the cup. Okay, so He gives us this, and He says, as we take the bread, remember me. And as we take the wine, the cup, or the juice, remember me. He wants us to always remember that He died on the cross to forgive us of our sins so that we can know His grace and His love. So wherever you are, never forget Jesus loves you. And in communion, as we think about bread and cup, now, in communion, is that the only place we have bread and we have cup? You ever eat a sandwich? You have bread in your sandwich? You ever drink apple juice or water or milk? So whenever you have the bread or the cup, you can always remember wherever you are, Jesus loves you. To remember that, never forget. Let's pray. Lord, we do thank You for Jesus, and we thank You for His lessons that He teaches us and the way that He gave us communion, the Last Supper. Lord, in the elements of faith, bread and cup, may we always remember Jesus loves us. In His name we pray. Amen. Thanks for coming up.
Our Lenten reading comes from John chapter 3, some of Jesus' words to Nicodemus. It begins on page 1051 of your Pew Bible. John 3, verses 14 to 21. "Just as Moses lifted up the snake in the desert, so the Son of Man must be lifted up, so that everyone who believes in Him may have eternal life. For God so loved the world that He gave His one and only Son, that whoever believes in Him shall not perish, but have eternal life. For God did not send His Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through Him. Whoever believes in Him is not condemned, but whoever does not believe stands condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of God's one and only Son. This is the verdict. Light has come into the world, but men love darkness instead of light because their deeds were evil. Everyone who does evil hates the light and will not come into the light for fear that his deeds will be exposed. But whoever lives by the truth comes into the light so that it may be seen plainly that what he has been done through God. This is God's word.
We can now come to a time of prayer as a congregation, bringing the prayers on our hearts and minds before our Heavenly Father who loves us. Let us pray together. Dear Almighty Father, on this first day of the week, you called forth light into your creation, and that light broke the darkness. Lord, we ask that you would send the light to us, that you would break the darkness in us as well, that you would instill in us love, a new heart, a clean spirit, and refresh us with your gospel message. Jesus Christ, on this day you rose from the grave and you proved to be Redeemer of all, victorious over death. Lord, we ask that you give us faith to trust in you, that you have done this for us, that you have done this for our forgiveness, and you have done this for that we may receive grace from you. Holy Spirit, on this day you revitalize the church with joyous faith and joyous vigor. We ask that you would fill us with your healing. You would fill us with your gift to speak. You would fill us with your strength to love. Dear Lord, we ask that you would set us apart for your service this day, that you would make our worship this hour sincere and earnest, that you would extend our worship into the week ahead, that you would make our praise joyful, that you would keep us unified in belief and faith, that you would refresh us now by your word. And now, Lord, in silent prayer, we bring before you those things on our own hearts and mind. Lord, trusting that you hear our prayers, listen to our prayers, and respond to our prayers, we pray now the prayer that you have taught your disciples to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil, for thine is the kingdom,